Governor Scott McKellum proposed eliminating most of the Revenue Department's 45 tax auditors and 13 alcohol, tobacco, and firearms agents. The agreement on the budget repair bill restores 10 tax auditors and keeps all 13 agents. Some of the auditors are stationed in New York, where they monitor large corporations. The state gets back several times the cost of each auditor in taxes collected. Democratic Senator Bob Jauch of Poplar says the committee should have saved more auditors.
I suspect that one of the first items of business in the next legislature is to rehire some auditors, because the state is losing revenue, taxes that are due, and therefore it's unfair to taxpayers who are paying their taxes.
The Revenue Department says it no longer needs the auditors because of increased efficiency and computerized records. Jauch disagrees.
I think that they were ordered by Department of Administration to cut budgets, and it's an example of how stupid across-the-board cuts are. You don't want to cut programs that make you money, that bring in revenue. And I think that that was an example. Both sides recognized that, and we reached an accommodation.
The Budget Conference Committee agreed to 253 items, leaving 62 points of disagreement. The unsettled items are some of the biggest, including the size of cuts in shared revenue to local governments, the University of Wisconsin system, and the corrections system. The committee plans to meet again Thursday. I'm John Powell at the State Capitol.